you don't know where you've come from, how do you know where you're going? And what kind of person can, that you can become? Because I honestly think that I could have done better for my family.
Mm-hmm.
I could have been there for my daughter.
You want to say hello to your daughter?
Yeah, actually I do.
Yeah.
Hello, Italia. How you going? Daddy's sorry that he messed up again. But when he gets out, I'll make it right.
Mm.
I love you, my girl.
How old's Talia?
She's 7 years of age.
How long have you been locked up while she's been on this...
Growing up.
...place we call Earth?
Yeah, so far I've been in three and a bit years.
So nearly half her life.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that, Gary? It's...
I honestly feel shattered.
Yeah.
I should have done the right thing in the first place by her.
Yeah.
But when I get out, I will...
Where does she live?
She lives in Broadie with my mum and dad.
Yeah.
So she's with the perfect people.
Yeah.
She's going to get spoiled.
Yeah. Yeah.
My mum's the rock in my family. She's always looked after my family, no matter what. Yeah. My brother was in two accidents. Now he's in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
So my mum's become a full-time carer. And on top of that... She went to court with me to get custody for my daughter. My ex-missus, she done the smartest thing that I reckon that she's ever done in her life. Signed over custody to my mum. And in that courtroom, I'd done the same thing. But on top of that now, my mum, she's taken on another baby, my sister's baby boy. So if it wasn't for her, I doubt my family would be together. My mum's name's Margaret.
Margaret. So Margaret, if you're listening out there, amazing job you're doing. And your dad. What's his name?
Gary.
Well, Gary and Margaret out there, if you're listening in, yeah, you're an amazing couple, looking after your grannies.
I love my parents.
Yeah.
And I'll do anything for them.
Yeah.
Because honestly, they are rocks.
Yeah. You know the best thing for them is for you to go home.
And stay home.
And stay home. Yeah.
Hopefully what I take away from this day is the acknowledgement that I was a bit of a... just messing up all the time. I've just got to try to... when I think about doing something, remember my daughter and my family at home. So...
yeah.
And hopefully I can get out of Broadmeadows.
Yeah. There are certain places right across the country that are no good for our mobs, you know?
I can understand that.
Yeah.
I've always asked my family, let's move to the country. Let's just go out the country. I reckon there'll be grouse out there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And no matter what, no matter how many times I ask, we can't do it because we've got too many carers coming in to look after my brother Robert.
Yeah.
Which I can understand. But at the end of the day, I'm going to have to end up talking to my family and say to them, I'm sorry, but I've got to get away from Broadie for a while just to get in touch with myself, find out who I am. And another thing that I just want to... say and let people know, you might not be a bad person yourself, but remember this, be careful who you associate with, because they can lead you down the wrong path. But at the end of the day, it is up to everybody's choice who they want to associate with. But just remember this, it's up to you, and remember what you're going to lose if you go down the wrong path. Mm-hmm. Because I did, and I'm sitting in bar in prison, and I'm doing time for my mess ups. So if I can help anybody out there from not going down the same lines I'm going down, please take my advice. If I can just save one person from doing what I've done, it would be all worth me talking on the microphone. And trust me, I was more shy.
You were grippy, eh?
I was gripping on the chair just a couple of minutes ago,
yeah.
trying to think of something to say.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I think I've done the right thing. Hopefully I have. Just try to do right for yourselves. That's all I ask. And probably all your families, that's all they ask too.